Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she's discovered is that the way that many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that can be wrecking your dog's health. And this is true for even many premium brands. Fortunately, she's found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone could do the same thing to see incredible changes to their dog's health. I've got two dogs, and I want them to be with me for a very long time. There's a lot of good stuff here that made me think about how most dog foods are made, what to avoid for my dogs, and superfoods that are great for them. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/baseball and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/baseball. I don't know about you, but I love fall. Fall is a time where the weather just feels perfect from the start of the day to the end. It's a great time for me to get on a bike, take a good long ride where it's nice and crisp, not cold, but crisp. And it's time for new fall traditions, like getting regular hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with the highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Liquid IV makes my workouts more enjoyable. It's really easy to prep. I just take my water bottle, fill it with water, some ice, pour in the Liquid IV, stir it up, it's ready to go. It gives me better hydration than I would if I was just using water. It's something that just makes those bike rides even more enjoyable than they were before. Hydration Multiplier Plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. Experience the deliciousness of one of our best-selling flavors, peach, perfectly paired with the highly requested blackberry. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall tradition with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BA2022 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BA2022 at liquidiv.com.
Here comes another potential ace for the Detroit Tigers. His name is Jackson Jobe. Let's do a prospect profile. It's JJ Cooper and Jeff Ponce from Baseball America. I'm Scotty Braun. Jackson Jobe is the number one pitching prospect according to the Baseball America rankings. Yes, number one in all of Major League Baseball, not just with the organization. So JJ Cooper, I'm assuming that this is a player who has potential to be a number one starter in the big leagues if everything clicks the way it has in the minor leagues.
Absolutely. Now the question is going to be, like, the great thing is, we'll see if the Tigers hold on to Tariq Skubal in the long term. But as long as they do, they'd probably be happy with Jackson Jobe being their number two. But that doesn't mean he's a number two if everything breaks. He still could be that number one, that front of the rotation ace that really teams dream of getting in the draft. Now, we always hear about how risky, how dangerous it is to take a high school arm, you know, high school pitcher, high school right-hander in the first round, especially top of the first round. Jobe is an example that, you know, it sometimes can also work out, because that's how you get truly premium talent, truly premium arm talent, like what we saw with Hunter Green a few years before Jobe. And I think there are some similarities there, because both these guys can really rear back and blow you away with velocity. But in Jobe's case also, he does know how to pitch as well. It's not just a great fastball. It's really, at times, it's 5 different quality pitches that can just kind of scramble a hitter's brain, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and the stuff is absurd. You're talking about a 4-seam fastball here as a starter. that 96 to 97 miles per hour, sort of his 10th percentile fastball velocity is 95. He'll get it up to 100 miles an hour. I think he's been clocked as high as 99.7 this year. 90th percentile kind of sits 98. So, I mean, there's major smoke here with ride, with about 10 inches of run. It's above average in both of those areas. It's got great plane, so it's really hard for hitters to sort of get on plane with and elevate that pitch. He's got a really good slider. It's not as hard, but there's a ton of movement on. I think it averages 16 to 18 inches of horizontal break with some drop as well. Then he's got a really good changeup where he's got great vertical separation off of his fastball. He's got really good velocity separation off his fastball. And then when you look at the performance, his top three pitches, every single one of those pitches has a swinging strike rate of 13% or higher. His changeup is actually almost at 20% swinging strike rate. Those are absurd numbers. He misses a ton of bats with everything that he throws. He consistently competes in the zone and throws strikes. He's got, you know, 50% plus in zone rates. He's got, you know, high strike rates on all three pitches. He's the kind of guy that can attack in the zone because the stuff is so good and just, you know, challenge you to try to hit it. And he's also the kind of guy that, you know, can work around the zone and get chases and get bad swings. I think he's kind of the total package. As long as he has the health and he's getting deep into starts, I mean, the sky's the limit here with Jobe.
It's hard for me to give you an example of a perfect comparison for him, but when you watch him pitch, he has so many pitches that so many quality pitches that sometimes it's easy to second guess when he does get hit because you're like, oh, why do you throw that pitch? It's like, then you remember, oh, because that pitch is really good. Like, you don't want him to fall in love with any one of them. Sometimes he can get a little cute with it because he has so many different pitches that he can use. But this is not just a guy who's going to rear back and try to blow you away. He's actually going to pitch. He's just going to pitch with a guy who can pitch and give you 98, 99 miles an hour pretty much whenever he needs it, and also has solid control to go with this extremely impressive array of pitches. I look at where the Tigers are right now, and bringing up Jobe is kind of, I would say, that the next step. To be honest, this is the guy that what we hoped Casey Mize would be. Now, I don't want to be ripping the Tigers on this because Tarik Skubal's ended up being better than what was, you know, that was a great draft find, great development success story. But if you said, what do you hope, if you're a Tigers fan, what do you hope to see from Jackson Jobe? Imagine what you were dreaming of with Casey Mize. This is the better version of that. It's a better pitcher. You know, it's a more well-rounded repertoire. And I think at the end of the day, probably a little bit better control as well. You put it all together, Jeff, and this is just it. I don't want to get carried away here, but like, what could we be talking about? A lot of times high school pitchers need that, you know, what could we talk about 7 years from his draft? Because that's really usually the sweet spot. We're seeing that with Hunter Green in 2024, who, by the way, was a 17 draftee. So we've seen him kind of that seventh, eighth year for a high school pitcher. Still a few years away from Jobe, but what could we be seeing at his peak? Are we talking about a guy who could win Cy Young's?
I think so. I think you could be talking about a two-headed monster here early on with one of the best left-handed pitchers in the game in Tarik Skubal, with one of the best young right-handers in the game and a guy like Jackson Jobe. And you brought up, you know, you invoked the name Hunter Green. I think this guy's stuff is better. When you look at the type of pitcher that Jobe is, the fastball quality is better. I think the secondary quality is better. I think the strike throwing, you know, the pitchability, the deception, Jobe has all that, I think, more so than Hunter Green has. And we're talking about one of the most talented high school pitchers that's come into the game over the last 10 years in Hunter Green. So I think we look at all that stuff. We take it up a level. There's really, when you start to look at what Jobe's ceiling is, I think you start to talk about Hall of Famers. You start to talk about guys like Roger Clemens, guys that have been, you know, the best power right-handed pitchers in the game and for a long period of time, that had multiple weapons in their arsenal, you know, that dominated even at a young age. And I think that's what we hope for with Jobe. And this is an exciting time for Tigers fans because I think this is one of the best young arms that we've seen in quite a while.
If there's Tigers fans that are catching, you know, wind of Jackson Jobe's potential for the first time to this degree, and obviously you guys are both very high on him, they're probably falling out of their chair, or if they're standing, they're jumping up and down. I mean, this is super high praise. It also makes you think that the success could come right away from him with the variance to the repertoire, right? And the deep arsenal that he has. And if you're a Tigers fan, it's been a disappointing season for the most part. you're thinking, can we win a World Series next year? Can we be a playoff team at least next year with a 1-2 punch like this? Why did our GM even take a phone call on Tarek Skubal if we were at this level with a guy like this? Obviously, it could take time. You could go through some growing pains. But, I mean, JJ, we're talking about a farm system that sounds like it's in pretty good shape. A guy here who could be a Cy Young contender, who's already joining a Cy Young contender in a rotation. Things could look really bright for this team really quickly, even though it might come a year later than most anticipated. They're in the AL Central. AL Central much more competitive in 2024 than it was in 2023, but it's also an example of how you can jump very quickly in this division. You don't need to wait forever to get to a certain point to be competitive and, you know, hang with the big boys like you do in the AL East if you're in that spot.
The one thing I'll say, I'm going to pump the brakes just a little bit with Job, just from the standpoint of, like, when we look at high school pitchers, these elite high school pitchers who reach the big leagues, a lot of times there is an adjustment period, right? We've seen the guys, again, we mentioned Hunter Green because Hunter Green's a perfect example. Blake Snell, who's, you know, when we see these really good high school pitchers who turn into front of the rotation arms, there often is kind of an acclimation period to the big leagues, maybe even a little bit more so, understandably, than the college pitcher. Because the college, when we see Paul Skenes reach the big leagues and immediately become one of the best pitchers of baseball, you know, he kind of was doing this against very top-level competition last year in the SEC in college baseball against metal bats. Like, when you see a guy like Job's been just simply better than anyone stepping into the box in pretty much every game he's had so far in the minors. The big leaguers, the hitters are all of a sudden a little bit better. They're going to give him, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some rough moments with that, just from the standpoint of, like, hey, it's really tough making that jump to the big leagues, especially there's just no level of the minors that can equate to that. But that being said, there are also going to be these flashes. And yes, this is why we can really have some hope for the Tigers in 25, because this is a team that has these now kind of foundational building blocks and also has a group of guys who now have been in the big leagues long enough, the Riley Greens, the Skubals, the Colt Keefe even, to where this isn't a team that's just trying to find their feet anymore. Now they can have guys like Job, guys like, you know, Cater Montero, who we've seen in the big leagues this year, you know, guys like Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark, who are coming before too long, that there's really kind of a young homegrown core here that there hasn't been for a very long time.
Tons of potential here for the Tigers, you know, especially if Job looks good in this first go round in 2024, what the Tigers could look like in 2025. That's it for this prospect profile. We do this when big prospects get called up. Make sure you're here on the Baseball America YouTube channel. And of course, check out everything going on with the website, with the newsletters. Go get yourself a Baseball America subscription, and we'll do this for the next one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.